So, does it feel like spring now? Definitely got that spring, weather going on, which is good. And as we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, Vocation Sunday, you know the three major vocational calls, right? Vocation to the religious life, single life, married life, right? So it's one of the three. It can't be a fourth option, right? So it's one of the three. Raise your hand if you're happy with your vocation. Some of you have to raise your hand because your spouse is right next to you, you know? So, I would say, generally speaking, if I ask a question, maybe 80%, even 90%, you would say you're happy. But if I frame it another way, if I said, you know, your vocation, whatever it is, the religious life, single life, or the married life, are you sure that this is truly what the Lord is calling you to do? Like, this is the reason why you were born. Like, if you're married, you were born and you were meant to be married with this person and to have these number of children. Would you agree? Less hands up. Right? And even if we say that we're happy with our vocation, I don't know if we truly are happy, right? And in order to kind of really understand our vocation, our calling from life, people say, oh, what is your vocation? How do I figure out my vocation? Well, I don't know. I pray, or God tells me things, or people tell me things, right? We got to go a little bit deeper into that. But the gospel today really kind of sets the framework of what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to focus on. So we have the image of the good shepherd and the hired man, right? The good shepherd loves the sheep, cares for the sheep, and cares for the sheep so much that he's willing to give up his life for the sheep, right? So when you're talking in those terms, like the good shepherd, that shepherding, that's his true love, his passion, his mission in life. As opposed to the hired man, who's not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and just leaves the sheep, runs away. He works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. The hired man is focused on, what can I do to get paid? What is a need in the world that I can take advantage of and get paid? And these are two very different images, right? And in our vocation in life, whether it's to the married life, single life, or to the religious life, or this lowercase vocation of my job and my career, right? Who do you identify with more? Do you identify with the good shepherd, or do you identify with the hired man? I think most of us would like to identify with the good shepherd, but there's something called reality, right? And most of us kind of tend towards the hired man. So when you think about the word vocation, right? I want you to think about in these four areas, and I have a little diagram for you. And if you want, you can email me. I'll be happy to pass it along. This is what I do with my students here. So you see this, right? Four circles, like a little Venn diagram, intersecting circles. And when you talk about vocation, your calling in life, you got to think about four areas, right? Which is, what do I love doing? What am I good at? What does the world need? And what can I do to get paid for? These are the four areas, you know, it's cross-cultural, you know, all religions, that really brings you satisfaction, brings you fulfillment, right? What do I love doing? What am I good at? What does the world need? And what can I do to get paid for it, right? And out of these four things, which one do you start off with? Which one do you start off with? Yeah? What is this? You're hungry? The money? Oh, yeah, exactly. Hello, we're living in the valley here. You know, every single complaint I hear is, oh, Father, it's so expensive. Right? And it's true. Most of us start off with, what am I supposed to do? You say, well, how can I find something that I could get paid for? Correct? And in order to get paid for it, I got to get good at it. And hopefully, there's a need for it. And then eventually, I hope that I'm going to love what I'm doing. Sounds like your story of your life, right? No wonder you're not happy. No wonder you don't find fulfillment, satisfaction in life. Right? It should be the other way around. Right? It should be, you should start off with, what do I love in life? What gets me up in the morning? Right? And what am I good at? And because if I'm good at this, I can fulfill a need in the world. And hopefully, I can get paid something for it. You see how the two are different? Right? And the first one is the mentality of the hired man. The second one is the mentality of the good shepherd. Right? And going back to this, the four areas, what do I love doing? What am I good at? What do the world needs? What do I get paid for? I suggest you do that at home. Right? Draw these four circles, intersecting circles, and start off with these four separate things. But then some of these things intersect. Some of these things intersect, right? And the intersection between what you love and what you're good at, this is your passion. And the intersection between what you love to do but you're not so good at, this is your mission, right? Where I'm not really good at this, but wow, I think I want to learn more, right? Lifelong learner. And then there's that intersection between what you don't really love but you're good at, that's called your job. And then the intersection between what you don't love and what you're not good at, that's called your career. I'm not kidding, right? And the goal is to get to that, to the center, that sweet spot. That's your vocation. But it's where we start off. Many of us start off with, what can I do to get paid for? Right? And that is the wrong way to start, right? And some of you are thinking, well, Father, my vocation, I'm married like 30 years already, so I'm done. Right? Like, I was like, well, let me tell you right now. I was at this EdTech conference in San Diego, and do you know what's the hottest market right now that these companies are targeting? What age group that they're targeting right now? Education, technology. You would think they'd be targeting teenagers and college students. No. They're targeting the 30, 40, 50-year-old moms. The second career moms. The moms where I had this great vision and passion in life, but husband and kids got in the way. You know, I mean, not that you don't love your kids. You love your kids, but your passion and mission had to take a pause in your life. But now with all this technology and online courses, like, it's all available to you, right? And some of you are thinking, well, I'm like 70 years old and, you know, yeah, that's a nice talk, Father. That's good for your high school stuff, you know, but like I'm 70 years old and like I'm retired. Well, let me tell you, nowadays people live to be very long. They you know, it's not uncommon to live to be 100 years old. So what are you going to do when you retire 65, 70? What are you going to do for 30 years, 35 years? You going to sit there and play bingo all day? Right? Watch Judge Judy all day? Is that what you going to do? That's the death sentence right there. Right? That's going to kill you. What's going to help you is to go to this diagram, pray with that mentality of the good shepherd, and say, wow, what is my passion? I know I'm retired. Maybe I don't need to work. You know, but what is my passion? And what is my mission? What do I love to do? What am I good at, right? I had the privilege at this conference to meet President George Bush, right? The day before his mom died. And now he's retired, so he's like really chill. You know, he just says whatever. But you know what's his passion? Painting. It's crazy. Right? And he said, wow, I would have never thought that I would have liked painting. I never thought, you know, this picking up a paintbrush. In fact, I don't like those artsy people, is what he said, you know? But he loves painting. He paints every day. He has a personal tutor, like 2-3 hours almost every day, that teaches him how to paint. Right? And now he created this painting book of military veterans, right, to help them and their stories and raise money for them. And it's like he loves that art, that passion for painting. Who would have thought? George W. Right? So it's never too late, right? And I think imagine a world where everyone lived out their passion. We'd be better people, better friends, better children, better parents, right? We all have a passion, a genius inside us with that potential, right? And that potential comes from God. That's our true vocation in life. And going back to the bigger vocation again, to the married life, to dedicate yourself, to love your spouse, and out of that love, participate in the gift of creation, the vocation to the single life, to dedicate yourself to God and to serve others, and to the religious life, you know, as priests and nuns who consecrate their lives to serve God and his people, right? So I ask you this week, right, even if you're happy, I think there's areas in life where I don't know if I'm really happy, right? So I ask you to think about these four areas, four circles. Go draw it at home. If you need me to email it, email me. I'll email it to you, right? What do I love doing? What am I good at? What does the world need? And what can I do to get paid for? Right? These four areas. But start with the right questions. Start with what am I good at? What do I love doing? Start with your passion and your mission. So for many of us, even though you're married, right, there's also a vocation within a vocation is what they call it, right? So even though, I'm a priest, I was ordained 2011, okay? And I said, wow, I really love the concept or the idea of working for all my life to imitate Jesus Christ. Right? It's a failure every day, right? but the idea that my life, my work is to imitate Jesus Christ and to be Jesus for other people, that's a great vocation for me, right? But I also thought, well, as part of this vocation, I chose to be a diocesan priest, which means you're just a normal Sunday priest that you see at Mass and stuff. And I said, well, that's exactly what I want to do because I've been going to school since pre-K. Everything. I haven't even had 1 year off, right? And I said, wow, to be a priest, you know, it takes a long time to be a priest. You know that? It's not just 1 or 2 years after high school. It's 8, 9 years. And I thought, well, this is great. I went through the gauntlet, but hey, now I'm a priest and that's it. And I thought, well, schooling, that's out of the question. Well, little did I know, I had a little vocation within a vocation, which is I have this love and passion for Catholic education, right? I have many ideas to transform it because I really believe in the values of Catholic education, but there's a lot of flaws, right? And now I find myself back at school, right? So I just finished my master's in education and I'm doing my PhD, right, at USC. But it's crazy because I would have never thought 2011 that I'd be in this situation, but I am. Right, but I really think the Lord is leading me in this direction, and that's a calling within a call. So even though you're married 20 years, even though you're an engineer for 25 years, there's that calling within the calling. Right, so I ask you to think about that as well. So go back, as we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, think about the vocation, the calling that God's calling you to, and ask yourself, am I happy? Generally speaking, I'm happy, but am I truly happy? And what is the motivation? The four key to truly fulfilling your vocation, to understanding God's will in your life is what do I love doing? What am I good at? What does the world need? And what can I do to get paid for it? But start off with the right questions. Not from the mentality of the hired worker, but from the mentality of the good shepherd. Yeah.